SBS हिंदी।
पच्चीस अप्रैल को है एनजैक डे। एनजैक यानी ऑस्ट्रेलिया एंड न्यूजीलैंड आर्मी कोर। इस दिन पर हम श्रद्धांजलि अर्पित करते हैं उन सभी वीर सैनिकों को जिन्होंने न सिर्फ पहले विश्व युद्ध और गलिपोली में जान गंवाई या वीरता से वो लड़े, लेकिन अब एनजैक डे पर वर्ल्ड वॉर वन से लेकर अब तक युद्ध में जान की बाजी लगाने वाले सैनिकों को याद किया जाता है। याद रहे कि इन सैनिकों के बीच कुछ मूल भारतीय वीर सैनिक भी थे जिनको इतिहास के पन्नों में अनदेखा कर दिया गया। आज मूल भारतीय एनजैक सैनिकों और विशेषकर देवी सिंह के बारे में जानकारी दे रही है ऑस्ट्रेलियाई इतिहासकार क्रिस्टल जॉर्डन, जिन्होंने प्राइवेट देवी सिंह पर एक पुस्तक भी लिखी है। वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग Anzac Day on the 25th of April, and we pay tribute, we honor all the soldiers who fought bravely, valiantly, and those who laid their lives down. And among these soldiers, there were some of Indian heritage who had joined the Australian Imperial Force and went on with the Anzacs to fight. Len Kenner and Crystal Jordan have done a lot of research on the origin of the Indians who come to Australia and about the Anzacs of Indian origin. So today we are speaking to Crystal Jordan. Crystal, tell us, how did soldiers of Indian origin fight with the Anzacs? Did they come to Australia? How did they come shoulder to shoulder with these soldiers?
Well, the Indians that were in Australia at that time were migrants that had come here before 1900, and a lot of them would have been in their older age, 30 or older, and of course they were friendly with Australians and mixed with the community. Australians gradually, not too many at first, but then as the war went on there was more enlistments, so the Indians didn't all enlist at the very beginning of the war, but they did enlist as time went on, and many of them had been soldiers in India.
But I wonder how these soldiers of Indian origin, or some of the people of Indian origin, came to Australia in the first place during the early 1900s, when we had a White Australia policy then.
Well, the White Australia policy wasn't until 1901. They came before 1900.
Okay, so roughly how many of them fought?
There was about seven Sikhs that I've found, and two Hindus, quite a few Muslims, and there were a few Anglo-Indians. But our list is ongoing. I've got a list of about 20 or 30 people. Now, some of those did not go and embark to go overseas. To be listed as an Anzac in the beginning, it was somebody who actually fought at Gallipoli, where we've only got one Indian that was at Gallipoli, and that was Charles Khan. But later on it was taken to be anyone that had embarked for overseas duty during World War One.
And in that we had quite a few of
Indian
origin.
We've got a few.
Yes. Talking about the book you're about to launch, Private Davy Singh. He was an Anzac, I believe. So what was his role, and why a book on him in particular, Crystal?
Well, I don't know. I got quite interested in Davy Singh because in originally when we started researching soldiers in the Indian soldiers in the Australian Imperial Force, it would have been in the 1990s, and we only had a handful, and Davy Singh was one of those because we concentrated on the name Singh because it was easy to research in the beginning, and we didn't know we were going to go on and do more to do with the Anzacs, and he was one of those. So he was categorised at that time by us as a Sikh, although he did have on his enlistment Hindu. He right. had said he was a Hindu. Right up until the last few years, we had believed he was actually a Sikh. But with further research, and as time goes on, I got more and more research on Davy in particular. And he was a family man, and he was interested in the community, and very became an interesting character. So he'd lived in two different states and travelled around Australia a little bit. And he arrived in 1900.
Right, and he lived in...
He arrived in Victoria in 1900.
Right.
The other thing that interested me was, as I got into researching about Davy, I came across several articles where he had said he was Hindu, and in particular a Hindu of the Gurkha caste.
Okay, so he was
a
Gurkha.
And he said that actually on oath in a court of law as well.
Oh, that's amazing. And I wonder if his name was actually D-E-V-I, but he turned it to D-A-V-Y as a westernized Davy rather than the Indian Davy. Could be possible.
Yes, well, I've actually put that in. I thought it might be D-E-V-A or I, so I have sort of put something like that in there. We thought the same thing, and speaking to other people from the Hindu background... Conclusion.
My conjecture is it could be Devi, D-E-V-I, since he was a Hindu and Devi means goddess. But anyway, moving along. So he was very active in the community in Victoria, was he?
No, more in New South Wales. But he was active in the community a little bit in Victoria, yes.
And what was his contribution towards the community? Did he mix well with people?
Well, he belonged to an Oddfellows group, which is a bit unusual, but... He wasn't that active here. He worked more in Victoria because he was getting established.
Right. And so he was enlisted in the Australian Imperial Force.
Yes.
And then he was with the Kurrajong 33rd?
Yes, he enlisted in Inverell in New South Wales on the 12th of January 1916. Now, 114 people enlisted that day. And they became known as the Kurrajongs, which is an evergreen tree that grows in that district, and it gets a beautiful flower on it. They were all given a small sprig of the leaves to put on their lapel.
That's a beautiful anecdote. Lovely. Yes. So then, and was he killed in war?
No, he was not. He returned, but he was injured, and he returned... in 1917, injured.
Does he have any descendants in Australia at the moment?
Yes, he has descendants. He was a family man. He was a soldier settler. He got a soldier settlement block, and he has grandchildren and probably great-grandchildren now. He was a very interesting person and was on committees. He mixed with the community. And at that time, there weren't a lot of Indians in his area, so he had to really mix well with the community, and he learned English, made himself understood, and was a member of the RSL, which was... people didn't believe they were members, but he was definitely a member of the RSL.
And just finally, who were some of the Anzacs of Indian origin who laid their life down during World War One?
Well, San Singh, he was a Sikh. He died in Belgium on the 10th of June. And there was Nain Singh Salani. He's a Hindu. He died almost a week before that. So they were fighting and dying together.
And there was an Anglo-Indian, I believe, Albert Jackson.
Yes, Albert Jackson. And there was also Nabby Bucks, James died. And... Albert Gurr.
Thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for the research as we pay a tribute and remember all those soldiers who have fought valiantly and some of them who laid their lives down.
Thank you, Kimad.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं. SBS Hindi को Facebook पर लाइक करें और @SBS Hindi को ट्विटर पर फॉलो करें.